An increasing number of American information technology jobs are being sent overseas to countries such as India, Russia, and the Philippines. Forrester Research, which analyzes the technology market, expects the number of outsourced IT jobs to jump from 4% next year to 16% by the year 2015. Writer Daniel Pink traveled to India for the cover story in this month's issue of Wired magazine.
An Indian programmer will make about 1/6 of what an American programmer will make. So there are considerable cost savings. Also, the Indian workforce is actually incredibly capable and well-trained. When I went to India, the people who I interviewed were folks with degrees in engineering from good schools in India who are doing work comparable to the United States, but doing it for roughly 1/6 of the wages. If you earn, say, roughly $900 a month in India, you're leading an upper-middle-class life.
Are Americans entitled to jobs created here?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that any country or any individual is entitled to any job. I mean, that's the way that a market system works. We don't have a lifetime right to any particular kind of employment or any particular job. And I think what we're realizing right now is that some of the rules that applied to blue-collar workers in a generation ago, the idea that certain kinds of jobs could be done just as well for a lot less overseas, are now applying to white-collar workers. And at the time, many white-collar workers said to blue-collar workers, hey, change is good. This is the way the world works. But now that many of these same forces are clamping down on white-collar workers, they're saying, whoa, wait a second. I didn't mean that it applied to me. Stop the world. I want to get off.
So if the blue-collar work has gone abroad and now the white-collar work is going abroad, what collar's left?
One of the things that's interesting about this issue and that you hear from Americans are these predictions about how this outsourcing trend is going to gut the middle class and is going to bring the country to its knees. 20 years ago, we had presidential candidates running around the country saying, in 20 years, the only jobs that Americans will be sweeping the floors of Japanese auto plants. And those apocalyptic predictions proved to be wrong. So, yes, certain kinds of jobs in this country, especially routine knowledge work, is going to go overseas, period. But that is actually a good thing for America. When work gets done other places at a cheaper cost, that brings down prices for consumers, that establishes new markets, that moves people into new kinds of professions and create new kind of industries, that is the source of dynamism in the economy.
See, I'm willing to accept that apocalyptic predictions might be irrational, but I can't see where those jobs are.
Sure, I could. And when we moved from a manufacturing economy to a service economy, nobody could see where the jobs were again. I grew up in Ohio, and I remember people in Ohio in the 1970s when manufacturing jobs were leaving saying, we cannot have a service economy. It just won't work. We can't have an economy where people are just giving each other haircuts. They didn't envision the PC revolution. They didn't envision the internet revolution. They didn't envision the enormous amount of ingenuity among American people. And the truth is, this country is much better off now than it was 20 years ago. I share your skepticism to some extent, but you do need a certain amount of faith in the system and its ability to reinvent itself and to create opportunity for people.
You don't believe that there are people incapable of doing this high-end work that you're talking about, that there aren't people who can only go so far?
Intrinsically?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that. I think that you were going to need to establish more robust systems in this country to get people the education, to allow people to take risks, to warm people up in the downdraft. But I don't think there's anything intrinsic about people that will prevent them from managing this change. I mean, the history of this country has been a history of remarkable reinvention and ingenuity, and I don't see any reason that it's going to stop now.
Daniel Pink wrote the cover story on outsourcing technology jobs in the February issue of Wired magazine. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Bedwards.